40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Allison Keyes in the Washington Bureau. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has died at the age of 95. CBS's Peter King has more about the history he made.
No one expected Pope Benedict to resign the papacy. Then again, 8 years earlier, not everyone would have bet that Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger would be elected head of the Roman Catholic Church.
There had not been a German pope for nearly 500 years. And many people believed the popular wisdom was that there could not be a German pope,
says scholar Reverend Thomas Williams. Additionally,
he was looked on as kind of a bad guy.
Since his previous job was the church's defender of the faith, essentially the chief inquisitor. Still, he'd been a public figure for more than 20 years and was one of the most visible of the clerics after the death of his predecessor. So on April 19th, 2005,
Habemus Papam.
Peter King, CBS News.
The legendary TV host Barbara Walters has also died at the age of 93. She was on the air for more than 50 years with sometimes controversial interviews with everyone from former President Jimmy Carter to Michael Jackson. Walters broke down the doors for women in the news business as the first female co-host of the Today Show and as the first female anchor of a network evening news program. Publicist Jeannie Wolf.
She smoothed the road for women as interviewers and as journalists. We have to remember how hard they made it for her. The male anchors did not like accepting her as a co-anchor.
Turning now to Washington, where the Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee released 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. He had fought for years to keep them secret. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Trump, in a recorded statement, called the release a political attack.
The seizure of these confidential records was completely unconstitutional. There is no legitimate legislative purpose for their action. And if you look at what they've done, it's so sad for our country.
There are new attacks on Ukraine now, where Russia has launched more than a dozen missiles. Russian President Putin says historical rightness is on his nation's side. Hugo Bishega is with the BBC.
The attacks happened 2 days after Russia carried out one of the largest airstrikes on Ukraine since the start of the war. President Zelensky had warned Russia could launch more attacks to make Ukrainians celebrate the new year in darkness.
In New Zealand, fireworks helping to ring in the new year. North Korea celebrated 2023 about an hour ago, and Taiwan ceremonies are happening right now. The ball drops in New York City tonight. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Home heating bills in Wisconsin are going up this winter. Experts say there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. Mike Moen has more.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that Midwest households that rely on natural gas will spend an average of $1,000 on heating bills this winter. That's a 33% increase over last year. Whitney Hayes of the energy nonprofit Elevate agrees the region will see cost headaches in the coming months.
We're expecting gas prices to continue to go up this winter because of things like the war in Ukraine, and we're still doing a lot of recovery from COVID and shipping and supply shock and whatnot. So
she advises that small things such as making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Kalata of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you'll seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy-efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
We have that song back, so that means it's Girls Night Out.
Woo-hoo.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is Danielle Fairman. Joel Clayfish, your mighty, mighty host, is actually in London. A little bit more fancier than here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think last week he was in Paris.
Saw that.
And then last week before that, I think he was here, actually. I have no idea. But he is doing a wonderful tour around Europe right now, so you have me. Your host, co-host, Danielle Fairman, and Bandits in the studio today. Welcome back. Give a quick shout-out to Dina and Annie. I know you're listening to the Kennedy Clan. Hello, Robin. We miss you. Wish you were here today. Missed you last week, too. So, I have Michelle and Angie.
Hello.
Angie was here last week.
Yes.
Michelle is a returning guest.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you guys back. How's it going? How's a.k.a. winter? This is not winter. I'm so upset.
We just
got ice, went out ice fishing yesterday, then it's gone.
My plan was to go out and check the pond today and see how thick it was, but I was not about to walk out on that pond today.
With all that wind and the sun, and just blew everything over.
Mm-hmm.
It was neat, though, because when I first went out 2 days ago, it was that beautiful, perfect to look at sheet ice. Like, you just look down, you could see everything, which is obviously cool to look at. But not cool to ice fishing, because obviously they'll see you. But went out, caught a couple gills, a couple crappie.
Nice.
Didn't keep any of them. Because, I don't know, just, you know, out there for the trophy fish, unfortunately. But
where'd you go?
Were you wondering
why
we didn't get an invite to?
Yeah, I was kind of, kind of wondering. Yeah, when was this again?
This was yesterday.
I didn't get the message.
You didn't get the message?
No,
oh, it must got lost in the mail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My bad. The carrier pigeon forgot to bring it to you. Morse code next time. Deet, 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 deet.
Pigeon got shot down.
Yeah, they did.
Are they in season?
I don't know. Speaking of in season, turkey hunting. Did you guys go out turkey hunting at all this fall?
I did not.
No. Did not.
So but I did get a new ghillie suit for it. So
a new ghillie suit?
I got a new ghillie suit for my birthday.
That's a really good present.
Yeah. Yeah. The husband does good for presents.
Wow.
He's a good present giver.
I think I need one.
You do?
I think I do.
I think we should all get together and just go out in ghillie suits. Wouldn't that be fun?
Can we go trick-or-treating like that?
We should.
Is like the best weekend to hunt, though.
It is.
Yeah. You won't see me from October till now, pretty much.
Yeah.
This is why I love my friends, because they either hunt with me or they know, okay, we're about to lose our friend for 3 or 4 months. See ya.
We pencil you in when we can.
Yeah.
I'll put you in the schedule. The ghillie suit, did you try it on? Do you know where he got it from?
Amazon.
No, what?
Yeah, Amazon.
Huh.
Yeah, you can get them right off of Amazon. Got them.
Of course you can.
Yeah. He got an extra pair of pants, too, for it.
Nice.
Just in case.
I
feel like
just
I need
in case,
that
like me, because I ripped my pants and now I have a ghillie skirt. A blanket. Well, because it still has the elastic up top. So I could still put it over when I sit down, obviously just drapes. So sit against a tree and just
Are you Scottish? Can it be like a ghillie kilt?
It's only going to be a ghillie kilt. You can wear it. It just blows right up. Ooh, I know. Oh my gosh.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Oh, yes. Hello. Merry Christmas. Hope everyone had a very, very Merry Christmas. Good thing it was still snow on the ground, so we had a white Christmas.
We did. Mm-hmm.
I lived in Arkansas for like 4 years, and not having snow on Christmas was one of the worst things. You had ice, and they didn't know how to handle ice. So everybody, every single solitary inch of Arkansas shut down.
Yep.
Because they had ice. I'm like, oh my gosh. Let's go play. Like, let's go do something.
A lot of people in Wisconsin don't know how to drive on the ice either.
A lot of people in Wisconsin don't know how to drive, period.
It takes one or two good snowstorms, though, to really get your winter driving back in, I think. And we haven't had that this year.
No.
We have not had a...
Because it's freaking spring right now.
I love it, though.
I am so upset. We just got ice. We're supposed to go out ice fishing. We're supposed to go and do all the fun things in the snow. Have a great time. No.
I'm sure the ski hills are getting blasted, though, right now, because what a perfect day to go skiing if you were out.
Dude, imagine how hard that snow would be, though. It would get compacted down right away, and then all of a sudden you do a rummage sale, and you flop, and all of a sudden you close, and everything go flying. Bloody
nose. I'm not a skier, though. Oh.
We talked about Lowell Hill last week.
Oh, yeah,
we did. I feel like it would be perfect to go.
Not right now, ice. Now that the snow is all gone. It's just mud.
True. He's still got like the rubber tires and just slide on down.
I'm waiting for that ice though on the snow so that we can go on Lowell Hill.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Speaking of ice fishing, did you get any ice fishing gear for Christmas? I feel like there's a story there.
There is a story. Okay. I love my boyfriend. Every single present he has ever gotten me is hunting or fishing related. Every single present for 11 years, which, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not complaining, but sometimes I want to buy my own stuff. I know it's weird for a woman to say, I want to buy my own stuff. Let me buy my own stuff. But this year, I not complained. I've aggressively inserted my opinion. And this year I actually got I got a watch, one of those fancy watches like you guys all have now.
Oh, that like the Apple watches.
Yeah, like the Apple watch, but like it's the Samsung one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And then I got gloves that matches my little beanie, and then he got me some socks that I really wanted. So this year was my sock year, my sock and candle year. Everybody got me socks, everybody got me candles, which is awesome. So no hunting and fishing gear this year. I'm not upset about it because there's always next year.
Always. There's always something coming around.
What about Christmas? Did you get anything?
I just watched you open literally fish for Christmas present. So you can't say you didn't get anything related to it.
Oh, hot dog. Okay, correction. Michelle, my love, brought me in a Christmas present. It was a beautiful bead melt, one of those melty beads.
Perler beads are what they're called. Yeah, they're called perler beads now. Or fuse beads.
I have no idea. The little melty beads that melt.
Fuse beads, yeah.
It's a little angel, and it's perfect from Violet. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Violet. And then I got some delicious walleye from Lake Erie, and then the Andes fish breading. So Michelle came over for a fish fry in the summer. And there wasn't that many people. 20 people?
Yeah, maybe 20, yeah.
Like, nobody knew about the Andes fish breading that we can get from like Walmart, Pick and Save, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the greatest fish breading ever. But if you get the Cajun kind, so you can get the Cajun and the yellow, you mix them
and
together.
The red. Oh, they have red, too.
Oh, yeah, they have red. The Cajun and the yellow, you mix them together. It makes like a perfect spice for the fish. And, but if you want to have the yellow and the Cajun with baked fish, dear Lord, please, unless you like spicy food, do like a quarter of the Cajun and the rest yellow. It is the spice. I could not even finish eating it. And I like spice.
I love spice.
Like, I'll do spice, but once my nose is like red, I'm like, I can't do it no more. Like, I can't. I need a whole gallon of milk. I need some yogurt.
Speaking of milk,
help.
I learned a trick that if you soak your fish in milk prior to frying it and cooking it, it actually will help take that taste out.
Oh, really?
That fishy taste. Yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
Shout out to Quan. I don't know if you're listening, but shout out to Quan for giving me that trick.
I mean, that sounds
Yeah, you soak it in milk and you before you bread it and before you cook it.
So it's delicious.
Oh, that sounds really so good. I got some walleye now I can share that with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With your Cajun. Just mix it. It's straight Cajun, though.
Yeah,
so.
I saw that. I was like, ooh, my mouth starts salivating. I'm like, ooh, I'm remembering.
But there is plenty of time left for archery season. So I know we were talking about ice fishing, but mm-hmm. I have not connected on a single deer this year. Yeah. So, but it's been really busy. It's been a very busy fall. So.
I hate using that excuse, but I understand what you mean so much.
I know it is, but there's plenty of time left. So.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty. Yeah. And I'm just trying to get out. So I've been off for a week and a half. We'll just call it 2 weeks because it was just, I had a 3-day weekend for work and then we're off the rest of the week. And then I've been off this whole entire week. And then I went out to go make a plan to go turkey hunting in the morning. I scouted for turkeys. I found a field. I'm ready. Set up, got everything ready. And then around like 6 o'clock, my boss decides to text me, work tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. Give me the location and everything. I'm like, dude, I've been off and it's Friday. I didn't say anything. Of course, I accepted. But in my head, I'm like, seriously? I've been off for so long, and now this one day, and it's
He's
a freaking
listening.
Friday. He's not listening. He's not. I don't think any. Well, a couple people at work listen. Maybe my old. He doesn't like being called boss, but maybe my old coworker in charge, Kurt Nass. Maybe he's
First
listening.
And
Hello,
last
Kurt.
Name. What a bummer! But
you got,
and then
excited.
It's New Year's Eve this weekend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I ain't doing nothing.
I have plans.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to dress up in my pajamas and make it to my living room. And
oh, the onesie?
I haven't even committed to that plan
oh,
either.
No?
I brought the onesie, too.
Did you?
I'm bummed I didn't put it on. I should have put it on.
I held up my onesie. I was like, mate, are we? No, Ange says she didn't have a onesie.
I don't.
Should have brought the Snuggie, though.
We go on, we go all. If we're all wearing ghillie suits, everybody's got to wear ghillie suits.
That's what we're going to do next.
Yes.
Okay.
We're
going to
all come
show.
In with ghillie suits.
Well, sometime in February, because I got all of January's booked. If everybody wants to know who's on for January, I'll post it on Sunday for the whole month of January. So I like having everything ready because trying to find somebody to come on air is a little bit complicated. but where was I going with that?
We were
when
we're going to come
about...
in and,
oh,
and
yes,
do Gilly, Gilly Girls. It's not Gilmore Girls anymore. Are you guys remember that? Or that's another.
Dude.
Is that another age or age
no,
of myself?
I
like the Gilmore Girls. Let me preface this by saying I didn't like them.
Hold the phone.
Nope.
Hold
not a Gilmore
mic.
Girls.
I am a Gilmore Gore.
Oh.
Gilmore Gore.
See, we're going to fight.
Yes, we are. We're totally fighting. Because Lorelai is my cool. jam. Lorelai and Rory.
Oh, their names.
Like,
characters.
I want to be.
I never watched
I want to be that mom. I want to be that mom. I have that kid. I guess I just want to be a mom that has a kid. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But no, that was my jam. Gilmore Girls and Golden Girls.
I can get down with some Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I like
100%.
My parents made me watch soap operas growing up.
Days of Our
These
Lives.
These are the days
of our lives. That was
the
it.
Story's turn.
I was pretty sure as a young kid that was the only thing that was on TV.
Yeah. Probably.
Because it was never anything else on the TV except for the Packers.
Yeah.
Football
yeah.
games.
So it was been so weird for me because I never grew up hunting and fishing. I only started it 10 years ago. So I, like,
Same.
People are growing up watching hunting and fishing, like.
Same.
Whatever. I can't even think of, like, older hunting TV shows, but nothing for me. Like, nothing. And I met Bill 11 years ago, and I started hunting and fishing. Now I'm catching up with all the jams. And mm-hmm. finally met Eva Shockey. She's amazing.
Did you really?
She's such a nice person.
She's such a good role model.
And she gave me her pizza. It was great. She gave me food.
Oh, my gosh.
But give us a call at 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once. Once
oh,
in
yes,
Maine,
he has very
Wisconsin,
slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, what, Bobby?
He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Krut.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 37. Southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 32. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
Oh, Calvin, you do such a good job. I mean, we could just turn into a singing radio. Just kidding. Don't, please. I hate that's my karaoke. That's like, if there's karaoke at a bar, I'm gone. Like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I have to have alcohol in me.
Nope.
I have to have alcohol
in my hand. I have to have alcohol
like
in my hand to walk out the door and go to a different bar. Yes. Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Don't forget you can tune in on the radio at 540 AM or 101.1 FM. Stream us via the interwebs at waukradio.com. And lastly, you can find us on Facebook Live, all of our beautiful faces. Bandit's laying on the floor so you can't see him. But search for WAUK 540 The Shaw. Oh, and right after this, our podcast gets uploaded to Spotify. So then on your way home, you can listen to us and critique us.
Critique myself.
Yeah. But yeah, before the break, we were talking about our seasons. Michelle and I didn't have a great season. My season, I went out, but where I'm hunting the private land, they kind of remodeled the land. So it like skirted all the deer away. So I had, it was just nothing, like nothing at all, which really upset me. And then I had public land, but me and public land don't mix. I don't know why. I'm going to keep trying, obviously, but me and public land, I can't get anything. I'm probably like squirrels and bunnies.
You can come on out. You can come out by our house. I'm going to come to our house.
I'm so down for that.
Oh, she's going to send the pigeon over.
Oh yeah, that pigeon. Hello. Got lost. How was your season, Angie?
My season was a little bit better.
Oh, was it?
It was. archery. I didn't do any archery this year. Because my bow is in with my bow dealer, is what I call it. And they're very backed up. Aww. So I was like, all right, I'm for sure gonna get into gun hunting. Or not into it, but I'm gonna get, you know, gun hunting this year. And it was opening of gun, and I'm one of those people where I like to go out to my stand fairly early, even though I hate waking up early. Like, my poor husband has to deal with that. I'm like, wake me up at like 3:30, and then he does, and I'm like, why are you waking me up? Right.
Yes. Yes.
So I get out there super early, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to pick my gun up. I can just sit, you know, below my feet for right now, because I don't want to hold it.
Below your feet?
Yes.
What?
I know.
I know. And this is where the first mistake happens.
It is.
And I'm like, I don't want to hold it because it was freezing. And then there was that windstorm that day, and it was so bad.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you can't really do cold either.
It's cold. No. It was cold that day, too.
So, yeah. And I had bronchitis, and I was like, I'm just going to leave it below my feet for right now. And then once it, you know, breaks dawn a little bit, I will pick up my gun. And it's about that time, and I kind of am looking around me, and I don't see anything. Okay? I just want to put that out there. I didn't see anything. So I lean forward, and mind you, because I get cold, I'm looking like Ralphie at this point in Christmas Story. And so I go to grab my gun, and I hear crashing behind me immediately. And I'm like, I knew I messed up right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up the gun, and it clinked the stand as well.
Oh.
And I look back, and it is a 10-pointer just showing his tail to me.
Dang.
Running off into the distance. I sat there for a second.
That's the worst feeling.
I wanted to cry. Like, he was maybe 20 yards from me with my gun.
So oh my God.
He would have been down for sure. Oh, no
absolutely.
Problem. So that was my first mistake this year. but I came back hard after that.
Good. With the gun in your lap.
Yes, in my lap. I will never do that again. I will never do that again. And I got a doe down, and then, after that, I shot at a very nice 8-pointer that miraculously up and disappeared.
Oh, whoa.
And, turns out it was hit by a car, and then it didn't travel much farther. It was hit by a car after that, and then, died on the property. So,
at least it died on the property. That's nice.
It did.
But it was probably ready ground venison.
It basically was yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But at least you know it was the deer you shot, though, right?
Yep.
Like, for sure, you know.
Yeah.
That's good. That's such a good.
For sure.
Hitting an animal and not recovering it doesn't matter if it's a freaking duck, if it's a squirrel, a deer, a bear, any animal.
Mm-hmm.
Injuring an animal is absolutely heartbreaking.
The worst feeling. The worst feeling.
I have not necessarily nightmares, but I just have, I guess you could say nightmares where I just wake up just like chasing this animal and never find it.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say I do have a curse on that property though, because this is now the second deer that I've gone after that has been hit by a vehicle. By the way.
So let me know when you're hunting there and I'll just drive around in a circle. Yeah. I'm just waiting. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Come on.
I'll wait for your carrier pigeon.
Right.
Aw, but you covered it. Did you get any meat out of it whatsoever?
So shout out to Buddy.
Buddy, hi,
for letting us. He's listening in as well for hunting on that property. And he's the one that took the deer. So
yeah.
Really just happy that, you know, it was able to be salvaged a little bit.
And it's the deer that I have on our Facebook post, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a great looking deer.
It is.
And he said it was an 8-pointer. I didn't really count the times.
Yep.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. Is that your biggest one? Biggest harvest?
No.
No? What's your biggest harvest?
Buffalo County.
Oh, hot dog. Tell me more about that.
So when I was in Buffalo County, I was
I'll talk to you after. I'll talk to you about it later.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to find out the last name.
Oh,
I don't know if she wants to say it on air.
We have 30 seconds left.
Oh, do we? All right.
Cool. Buddy's last name.
We'll talk about it at break.
Justin Trofnagel, and he is an awesome electrician, by the way, in Mayville.
Sweet.
So he definitely is our like call person when I break something in our house.
Breaks in our house. Well, I mean, that's a good transition to our next segment when we can hear about you, Buffalo County deer.
Okay.
Again, somebody give us a call at 844-967-2789. Oh, I have the worst voice ever.
This is what you don't hear.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. The world is remembering Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who died today at the age of 95.
Grazie. Ritorniamo alla preghiera.
That's Benedict at his last public mass before resigning. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni.
On Wednesday of the 28th, in the afternoon, he had received the anointing of the sick
in the monastery at the end of the Holy Mass.
The BBC's Paul Adams with more on Benedict the Man.
A prolific author and musician with a particular love of Mozart, Joseph Ratzinger led the Catholic Church for 8 years. But his decision to become the first pope in nearly 600 years to resign proved more memorable than a lifetime of scholarship.
Pope Francis will preside over Benedict's funeral at the Vatican on Thursday, January 5th. The two lived side by side at the Vatican for years after Benedict stepped down from his post. CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Keyes.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. We're live downtown Waukesha at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, the Fishbowl, as Joel likes to call it. Come by, give us some food, say hello. My dog.
Say hi.
Say hi. Before our break, we were talking to Angie about her vehicle buck. A vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
From good old Buddy. Buddy sent a picture when we were on break, and that picture looks so much different.
Yeah, let me see it.
Oh, that's such a nice book.
Yeah,
that is nice. I have my biggest is probably like a six pointer. That's it. Like, well, not yeah, that. Like, it's great. I love that's my book. It was great, fantastic. But this one is that's awesome. Good for you. That's awesome.
Times
okay,
really
tell me
long.
About your Buffalo County buck.
Oh, so Buffalo County, I actually met my friend Jeff at Captain Missy's in Tishigan.
Oh.
And he's like, oh. I hunt in Buffalo County. I'm like, no, you don't.
Can't you still smoke in that bar?
I don't know.
Not legally, no.
Yeah. I mean, there's no legal smoking in here.
I walked in. I'm sure
there is.
Well, that was years and years and years ago, so it's probably different now. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
And he was the one that kind of introduced me to Buffalo County. I've, like, known about Buffalo County. I've always wanted to hunt there. And he was the one that my story last week where I told you that I didn't even make it all the way up into my deer stand before I literally had to hook my leg around the stand. So my back is to the ladder. And I just took a glory shot is what I call it. And I dropped a doe. I don't even know how he did that at all. He's the one.
We don't advise that. Please know your target and beyond, please.
I mean, I knew my target. I just wasn't safe. But I wasn't going to hurt anybody. So,
yeah.
He was the one that got me introduced to Buffalo County and my first couple of hunts there, which were successful. And then I kind of branched off into like another group of friends that were like, oh, there's public land that you can hunt in Buffalo County. I'm like, I wonder. And we took the river in Buffalo County onto the public where not a lot of people go because it's hard to access that part of that public land. And I took my climber with me. We were literally in a canoe. It was freezing cold out. There was snow all over on the ground. Took my climber and I climbed up in the tree and I must have sat for like 2.5 hours and I was able to harvest a 10 pointer.
Oh, nice.
So, but dragging it back out.
Yeah. How did you get that? How was the process? Did it come through the
Did you throw it in the canoe?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was in the canoe. Yeah. Well, I didn't drag it, to be honest. That thing was way, it was so heavy. So we obviously got it and everything there on the public. And then we drug it to the canoe and flipped it over into the canoe. Nice. And we just canoed back.
That's pretty fantastic. That's like a glorious day. Do you harvest? Do you gut your own deer? Or did he like show you how to do it or anything?
So I've been shown how to do it, but I don't know what it is. I can shoot a deer and be fine. Mm-hmm. But gutting a deer, something about like the organs just doesn't like sit with me. So I'm very thankful that my husband does that for
me. That's right. Bill last year, so that hunting property I was talking about, there's about 5 people that hunt it. And each of us harvested a deer. And Bill did the first one. And then he's like, okay, now this is how you're going to do the second one. And then he let me do the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth one. It was fantastic. I'm completely opposite. I'm like, ooh, look at this. Let me pull. Okay, we're about to get really gruesome.
Oh, God.
Let me pull the intestines out. And let me see what it looks like. Let me hold the heart. Let me see the brain.
You know,
let
we me were like able move to do the this joints. That's funny that you mentioned that. Is the whole so my husband harvested a 6-pointer mercy kill. Somebody else had wounded it. So it was he took care of that. You know, it was a nice one. It's actually one I passed up the week before during archery season. It was just. I was being selective. I shouldn't have. One of those where I'm like, I'm going to see a bigger one because I just saw his big brother not 20 minutes beforehand. So I know big brother's around.
Yep.
I'm going to wait for your daddy.
Your daddy.
Who's your daddy? So Eli took care of it. He got one. But as he was taking care of it and cleaning it out, he was able to actually get the urine sac.
Oh,
so to have fresh,
that's nice.
Buck urine. Oh, I know it's disgusting. I know we want to talk about that.
Could you talk about that? Though, they were gutting the deer this year.
Yeah.
And because they were squirting it out, I'm like, here, let me put some of that on the bottom of my boots.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have those viral videos of them chasing you around.
Yeah.
But we definitely saved it and utilized it and, used it for drag ropes and things like that.
So I work with the construction, obviously, and all those stories that I hear in bartending, too. One year, somebody harvested a doe, and then they put the urine sack, and they put the urine in a bottle of whiskey. But, like, a 3/4 full bottle of whiskey, and then they gave out shots the next morning.
That is disgusting.
Or lunchtime or whatever it was. Ew. And they were, not all coherent.
They all took
like 2 or 3 shots. And also next thing you know, this is a story that I was told. I'm not sure if they're telling the truth, but it sounds like a cool story. But then the next morning, like a couple of them went out and they just saw deer after deer after deer after deer because they were just like oozing all that like Jack Daniels and urine. I'm like, oh, how can you not tell? I've never really smelt it, but I know from the bottles you buy at Farm and Fleet. Like, yeah. Holy Stokes. Like, it's absolutely
pungent.
Not. Like,
it's pungent.
Absolutely not.
I spray the bottom of my boots with the Tink scent before I go out hunting all the time. Like, I know that you're not supposed to, but I do. Yeah. But I'll see deer walking my trail right up to my stand all of the time.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
I would not advise it. Please don't.
I would not advise it, and I don't know that I would be. That I'm. It's one of those habits I will pick up. However,
somebody told me this one time.
I do a drag rope, so I'll do the scent on on a drag rope and just drag the line behind me as I walk in.
Yeah,
but, I'm just one of those crazy people.
That's where awesome.
I'd rather you run me down than you run away from me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, speaking of getting run down, so. Gosh, I want to say like 5 years ago, I was bow hunting out in Muguanago, actually. And I stayed out late because I heard deer coming. And I'm like, okay, I know where they're going to cross. I know where they're going. Like, I'm just going to sit here and wait. And they walked right past my stand. They walked down the trail exactly where I knew they were going. So I'm going to go with this. I followed them after they left a while ago. And I kept going straight because I thought they were going to go left. And I went straight. I cut through a bean field and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, I just see like the silhouette of a couple of deer. I'm like, oh, crud. Like, they're out here. They're out here. And then all of a sudden, I see a couple walk to my right. And they're walking back towards the trail I just came from. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to the left more, left more, left more. And then there's more to my left. And I just like stopped. And I just like hunkered down. Okay. And then, you know, it's hunting season. So, you know, it's later. And that's when the horror movies start.
Right?
Children
of the Corn. Oh. And I just watch all these scary movies and I'm out here in the dark with all these silhouettes around me and I start freaking out and I swear one came running towards me.
You started booking
it. Dude, I was so terrified. Like, I dropped my bow. Like, I didn't, like, drop it, but I was, like, you know, kneeled down and I stood up and I started running away.
But you I'm like, shit happened.
Crap. Crud. Sorry. I'm like, oh, crud. I have. Well, it's a bow and it's all put up and everything. It's not loaded. It's not, you know, ready.
You better learn quick.
But I ran back and I grabbed my bow and I started running it again and then I tripped. And I swear this deer just kept and it started like blowing at me. Oh my god, it was the most terrifying moment that I finally got to my car. And I just call our friend Jen.
Yeah.
Because she was right down the road from there. And I just called her. I'm like, Jen, I need to come over, please. I need some alcohol. So I was telling Jen and Josh that story and they're just laughing their butt them. Off.
I love them. They're always good for a good hunting story, Josh and Jen are.
Oh yeah. Keep trying to get Jen on. She was supposed to come, but unfortunately she got sick. Jen and Josh have the COVID, the COVID-saurus.
Rona.
I've never been chased by a deer before.
I also have
come into contact with a bear during archery season, which I told you about. And then I got chased by a skunk one time.
You got chased by a skunk?
A skunk. Ugh. That thing, I thought I was going to die in that moment, even though I knew that there's no possible way. I thought I was going to because I had my gear head to toe. It was the beginning of archery season. All brand new gear. I thought that I was going to have to throw everything away because this thing charged me. And then when I backed off from where it was, it continued to charge me over and over again.
So how do they cool. just like charge with his booty towards you? It's like
no, they do this little side skirt thing at you. Yeah. Huh. Like he'll charge and then they like do this like side skirt, like they're like, oh, I'm gonna put
like
my
a little
butt
Michael Jackson
you.
Move, like
yeah,
stinky,
stinky. Oh, that's so great.
Stinks, right?
That's great. Oh my gosh, I need some more of this drink.
Oh, that's so funny.
I
have never been around a skunk, really. I totally just jinxed myself.
We can smell them at our house, but we've never seen them. We are fighting against a mink, though, right now.
Oh, are you?
We had to get, he took care of our entire flock. I think last time we were here, we were talking about how we tried even using the chickens that he took care of the night before. And we've got them on camera. And, but yeah, we've ended up actually, we had to take our very last chicken over to grandma's house so she wouldn't be alone. We've had traps up. We just can't.
So we're going to come to your house.
Come to my house.
Don't send the pigeon, because the pigeon is not reliable.
Obviously. Yeah. Yes.
So we're going to come camp out at your house.
Uh-huh. I would love to. I would love. I got to take care of him. Otherwise, Eli won't let me get any more chickens.
Chicken coops getting like rats and minks and...
And we thought for sure that we had it completely. Did you know, like, they're like mice. If you can get the size of a quarter, they can get into something. And we thought that we have double-layered coop all the way up and around. We have it, you know, over the top and everything. So we think that they might be getting into, like, the rafters through the vents of their actual, like, nesting boxes area.
Jeez.
I had free-range chickens growing up. And we never had any problems like that before. My friend Buddy that I was talking about.
Range. Yeah.
He's got a rat problem with his chickens. So, you know, naturally we like go out there and we're like, oh, where are they? Let's take care of some rats. So, my dog would 100%, but I don't want to sick my dog on rats.
Yeah.
No.
Bandit will go after any animal. Does not matter. Go after it. Unless it's a cat. A cat? Aww. Terrified.
I kind of just
absolutely
wanna...
terrified. Doesn't matter if it's a kitten.
Aww.
Or he hates puppies. Hates them.
Really?
Hates them.
Oh, yeah. So you had talked about gutting a deer. I get as far as I can. I'm so short, though, with my T-Rex arms that I literally, I'll get everything pulled out as far as I can. But as soon as I try and get to the esophagus, I'm like, I can't do it because I've got tiny, short T-Rex little arms. T-Rex arms. So, like, I can't get in there far enough. So I feel like I'm crawling in Star Wars at the, when he crawled inside the, Calvin's in there laughing. He knows what I'm referencing. but I have
no idea.
But that would be me trying to crawl in to try and actually finish cutting the deer.
Crazy. That's so funny.
It's crazy.
Nope. Me and my Sasquatch arms reach right up in there.
I'll call you next time.
Go right up in there. I fall in the esophagus right up.
Send the pigeon.
Flip. Yeah, the pigeon. Oh, look, a pigeon. But yeah, it was a really cool experience. I love doing that.
I think the last time we talked too, it was duck season. How did you do?
Duck season. It was all right. I did not complain. I am one of those weird people that love duck hunting a tad bit more than deer hunting.
Yeah.
Like, I just, for one, I think I know why.
There's more action.
There is more action, but I don't have to be scent free. The whole scent free situation in my hair is so particular on what products it likes to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, having the scent free stuff, drop dead down zone, the Scent Max, the green one with the little circle, whatever that one's called.
Yeah.
Like nothing. They're just for does. Like every single product I've ever tried, my hair just turns into a horse's tail. So therefore, I choose my hair over deer.
Sounds like a good business opportunity for an untapped market for women.
But there's so much out there for women.
It doesn't work great, though.
But it doesn't,
if it doesn't work.
I forget the brand that I got, and I found it online. And it comes in a white bottle. It's got a green logo. But it's like $25 for this small bottle.
I do.
That'll last you like half the season.
Does anybody else listening have any products for us chicas to use? Give us a call at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 37. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows dip down to about 32. Daytime highs approaching 42. Tomorrow, cloudy. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
What's this one? I feel like we have to wait. Aw, is this a love song, Calvin? It's been a year. Oh, I do know this song. I like this song. Welcome back. Are you guys singing the song? Because I'm not, because I don't know this song.
No, I'd have to wait for the chorus.
Yeah. I mean,
it's been a year.
It's been a year?
It's been a year.
It has been a year.
It's been a year.
Calvin,
how fitting is that song right now?
I picked it solely because I thought it was New Year's themed.
It's been a year.
You're just over there serenading us. We know you are.
2022.
Dude, I cannot believe
that.
Almost
done.
Well, I'm very happy that you girls are here on the last show of 2022. Oop. It's crazy to think. I believe Jill started this 6 months ago. Calvin, do you know when Jill started this?
I don't. It was already started when I started here in August.
Oh, dang. So I think it was in June. Maybe. Don't quote me on anything, but I think it was in June he started that. And then before that, Joel and I was on a show called Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. Aired mm-hmm. for 10 years. I was on it for about 4 or 5 years. Great time. I don't know, understand how Joel and I connect, but I'm so happy we do. It's been such an absolute adventure. It's such a wonderful adventure. Never in my life would I think I would be on TV or even on the radio. Insane. But that's what 2022 brought me. I'm very thankful for that.
And some bunch amazing of hunting recipes came out of that show.
Oh, yes.
I want Joel's pot pie.
Oh,
I want Joel's pot pie recipe.
Have you ever had Morning Dove pot pie?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
I had Dove skewers, Dove and rabbit skewers with like a pineapple and red onion.
I feel like our cookouts would be bomb.
I think this needs to be a thing.
But now that, okay, have you guys, speaking of food, have you guys looked at the Fowl Life cookbook? Since Jill's part of the Fowl Life, I, you know, splurged and got the Fowl Life cookbook and all the spices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is it good?
Cool. Dude.
Is it good?
It's the greatest cookbook I've ever seen.
We'll have to do some,
and it's like common animals too. It's not like you had to travel to Canada and get a bear or anything like that. Like, it's just common. It's rabbit, dove, mm-hmm. got tons of venison recipes, and duck, tons of ducks, which I'm all for, because I know that. I'd much rather duck hunt than deer hunt than anything.
We'll have to like trade meat, you and I. Like, I'll give you some venison, you give me some duck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so down. We're gonna have a wild game cook off.
There you go.
Well, I'm not going to do the cook-off. My husband can do that.
Oh. Okay, well, at least if you bring food, then you're invited.
Okay.
I'll bring something right now. But I just wanted to give a quick thank you to everybody that has been on the show, that's listened, that's on the podcast. Calvin, thank you to everybody.
Thanks, Calvin.
I'm so excited for 2023.
Yes.
And like I said, on Sunday, I'll post January's schedule. I know we have... I'm inviting you guys right now. See, this is not a carrier pigeon. and I don't know how to do Morse code either. But the 28th, I don't know what day that is. I feel like it's a Saturday. 28th of January, Hardwire Feeks, Max Zubra. Zubra, is that how you say his last name? Max Z. He does it's a Saturday. He is doing a jamboree. Mm-hmm. And it's for, he raises for the Wounded Warrior Project and all the vets around. And it's a huge, huge jamboree. It's not like anything like Battle and Bago, but it's like a local jamboree for local vets and all that kind of stuff. But he is coming in on the 19th. Is that the week before?
It is the 19th.
He'll be here on the 19th to promote it. So you girls want to come on the 19th just to hang out and listen to Max and all that kind of stuff. But he's the one that founded Hard Water Freaks.
Okay.
He is such a knowledgeable, nice person. He loves taking anybody out. You follow him on Facebook. He has tons of tips on what type of fish to fish for right now, where to fish for them. Like, he's just a knowledgeable person. Then who else do I have? Oh, I have Angie and her dad coming on.
Oh, very nice.
I'm so excited. They're coming on the 26th.
He's so excited.
Is he?
He is. What's he coming on to talk about?
My dad's a gunsmith in West Dallas. He owns Second Amendment Gunsmithing.
Yep.
And my friends love when they find that out, by
sure.
the way.
Sure. Yeah.
And
that's good to know.
Yeah, he's got his FFL now, so you can order firearms through him if you want.
What is the FFL?
It's just his Federal license to be able to sell firearms.
So, okay. I was just telling everybody on the radio. Like, I know what it is. you remember we're on the radio?
You played that so well. Yeah. Your face was like...
We both kind of looked at each other like, what?
I'm looking at you. I'm like, tell you with my eyeballs. Why aren't you reading my eyeballs?
Mom always said, you got to face for radio.
Dang it. Remember, yes, we're on the radio. People listening, not everybody understands what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Which I probably lost a couple of people when I started talking about gutting deer and right. cutting the esophagus and playing with their joints. Probably lost a few people. You know, sorry. Oh,
only three.
Yeah. One was me. I logged off.
Yeah, you were like, okay, bye. But so for the 2023 season, I'm going back down to Benton, Illinois. So it's a 6-hour road trip from here with Red Lake Fishing Guys to go noodling again.
You are going noodling
yes.
again.
So if you want to come, why couldn't you?
I love photography, so I'll come,
And take pictures.
I will take photos.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm not sticking my hand down a water mucky hole.
Why not?
Right?
Right.
Right.
No.
I will come for moral support. I will cheer you on from the bank. I will take myself a dip. But if you're going to get me into sticking my hand into something that might not be a fish.
Aren't you afraid that it's a snapping turtle?
They got big snappers down there. Thank you.
Wow. Calm it down, ladies. Calm down. If you're scared about everything, you're never going to accomplish anything.
So, first of all.
Do you hear me? Do I need to repeat that? If you're scared all the time, you're never going to accomplish anything. Do things that you're terrified of.
You also
sometimes those are the greatest things. Those are the greatest memories.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. I like having two arms and appendages.
Look, I have all of mine.
And
I'll do like iguanas in Florida. Ooh, like Brianna.
I would love to do.
Brianna's the one that went with me noodling. We had Brianna and I put together. I think it was 6 people to come down to Benton. We were going to get a hotel room. Like it was a whole thing. I was so excited. One person fell out. 2 people fell out. Another person fell out that it was just Brianna and I, which I absolutely love Brianna, so it was fine.
She's awesome.
Yeah. But she, you know, she's a phenomenal masseuse.
Amazing.
Is she? I got to go
to her. Oh, my gosh.
Massage therapy, FYI. Mm-hmm. She owns that. She just opened it up this year. It was her 2022 year two. Definitely 100% book with her. 100%.
I asked her if she could do my massage outside in my backyard.
Yeah.
Because she comes to your home.
She used to. She doesn't do it anymore.
Okay.
She's booked all the time. She just opened the business. She's flooded with new clients.
So good.
Red Lake Fishing Guide. If anybody listening, just shoot me a message on Facebook and I will definitely take you and look on Her Wilderness. We're running out of time, so I can't continue talking about it. But I have another Her Wilderness adventure to go on to. But if anybody wants to come on to the radio, just shoot me a message on Facebook under Danielle Fairman. Would love to have new people on the show all the time. Doesn't matter if you're experienced or not. Just come out and talk to us about hunting and fishing, anything outdoors. Again, thank you. Huge shout out to everybody listening who has followed and supported us. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I hope all of you have a wonderful New Year's. Please be safe. See you next year.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid...